We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since 1936.
Since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years.
Since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
With us today from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, we have Dr. Jillian Teslow. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. Today we'll be talking about things like feet. You're a podiatrist.
Correct.
So what do you do day in and day out? What's the most common thing that you see from patients?
I would say typically we see a lot of just sometimes generalized foot pain. Foot hurts everywhere, but a lot of times plantar fasciitis, warts, ingrown toenails quite frequently. Just kind of general foot pain, honestly.
Ingrown toenails sound painful. I've always heard it's pretty bad. Is it that painful?
They can be, certainly. They can be very infected and painful and kind of gross and disgusting, but sometimes they look perfectly normal, but they just really dig in. And yeah, it's extraordinarily painful. Something so seemingly minor can be very... Yeah, debilitating for people.
I don't want that.
No.
By the way, our number is 615-893-1450. If you have any questions, again, 615-893-1450. So with the ingrown toenails, is that something you can treat at home or do you definitely need to go to a doctor?
It kind of depends. Most people try to self-treat, try to trim it out themselves, but most of the time that ends up not working out for them.
Hurting worse?
Usually. Or they end up making it infected, or they just can't trim out the entirety of it with their typical nail cutters at home. So usually we end up seeing them at some point because they can't get it out or it's infected and then we have to take it out.
That's rough. Now, I heard a lot of hikers and joggers and stuff like that, they get ingrown toenails a lot.
They can. Runners get a lot of just nails that turn purple and bruised and fall off.
Wow.
Just because of the constant pounding in their shoes and on the ground. So that's pretty common. But yeah, wide shoes help tremendously with that. So not pinching your toes.
So buying like oversized shoes almost?
Not necessarily oversized, but making sure that there's plenty of room in the toe box, you know, at the toe box is end of the shoe by your toes, obviously. So just making sure shoes aren't too tight, not pinching your toes.
Are you fairly new at MMC? Is that what I heard?
Correct. Yes, I'm the newest addition to the podiatry department, but I'm not new to podiatry in general. I've been working in town for a few years, but just transitioned over to the clinic.
So what do you enjoy most about being there, about helping patients every day?
The clinic is fantastic because it's got so many specialties and everybody's under one roof. And so we can all take care of our patients very easily and succinctly because we have access to everybody's notes from different, you know, specialties and everything like that. And we can refer people to the correct specialty pretty quickly and efficiently. And so
I would say it helps out with having all these different doctor's offices within the same building.
Yes. Yes. Tremendously.
You can literally send somebody down the hall if they need to go somewhere else.
Exactly. And we have. We just send them downstairs or vice versa. They send them right up to us. And sometimes we can even get them in after their other appointment. And we just, we'll add them on and come on up.
Good. All right. Here's a question for you. This one says, my husband wakes up with swelling in his feet and his doctor said that his blood pressure was only slightly high and they upped his dose of his blood pressure medicine to 40 milligrams. It helps slightly. So is it due to standing on his feet all day or his shoes that caused this because his swelling continues throughout the day? Nothing really helps it. What do you recommend?
Well,
could be a million things.
Right. Swelling happens for a number of different reasons. Sometimes it's simply just your veins not working well with time and age because veins have different valves compared to your arteries. And so veins are responsible for pushing the blood back up the legs back to the heart. And so it could be vascular related, but it could be anything with your heart or other systems. I would say try compression socks. That's usually the most easily utilized thing that you can do on your own. Get some low-grade compression socks. The lower the number, the less compression. Start with that, see what happens. Also, yes, if you're on your feet all day, you are fighting gravity, and so things just end up swelling.
It sounded like his general practitioner didn't seem overly concerned,
right.
So that's probably a good sign, I guess.
Right. If it's not associated, with your heart or kidneys not functioning properly, then it's probably due to incompetent veins and vascular structures. But without seeing it, obviously, makes it difficult to assess.
You can't do like surgery on the air on radio. That's kind of hard to do.
It's difficult. Yeah.
Again, our number 615-893-1450. This one says, my son, 24, had an accident out of town and they did surgery and inserted a rod from his knee to his ankle. Mm-hmm. Then they added a plate of some kind and they inserted screws into his ankle and also his foot because of the several breaks that he had there. And we did not get sent to another doctor or referred to a doctor because we were out of town. Do we come to see a podiatrist for the foot pain, or where do we need to go?
That's a good question.
I don't want any rods inserted into my knee
ankle. That's quite an extensive...
That's a bad break.
...set of hardware that he had placed because of the... I'm sure there were many breaks up his leg, too. So they put a rod, all the way through the foot, ankle, and leg. You could see a podiatrist for that, but also an orthopedic, either foot and ankle specialist or orthopedics, because if it's going up into the leg, podiatry stops at the ankle. So if there's problems outside of that, could be out of our scope somewhat, but most definitely could see a podiatrist for that.
It almost sounds like he may need to see multiple doctors. So
maybe needs to return to the surgeon that also performed it too, sometimes depending.
Well, it said they were out of town. I guess that's the biggest issue there. When you have an accident when you're out of town, that really stinks.
Yeah.
But because you're staying at a place where you don't know anybody, first of all, then you're either staying at the hospital with your child or their child's 24 or you're staying in a hotel. I mean, it's just,
It's not great. Not a great set of circumstances, but that's a significant injury. And so there's bound to be some residual issues with that just due to the hardware and the trauma that was inflicted.
So only break bones if you are in your hometown. That's
don't
the message
break any
there.
Bones.
Don't break any bones. That would also be easier. Another question it asks, what drew you to MMC?
What drew me to MMC is, as I spoke about before, mostly just that it's very teamwork related. Everybody is under the same roof. So many specialties. Everybody, it's a lot easier to help take care of patients when you know the other physicians down the hall and you can look in their charts, see all their notes from previous things. Versus contacting, harassing 6 different offices across town. You never hear back, never get their records, hard to get in contact with other physicians and such. So it's very enticing and very fantastic to have everybody under one roof. It's kind of a one-stop shop.
And being able to see notes from the other doctors within the offices, I guess that helps you also to eliminate, other problems because you're able to see, he went to this doctor, nothing occurred.
And it's easier to gather their history. It's so hard to remember all the things as a patient, what everybody is telling you, and being able to review past notes, get the full picture, what actually was done or prescribed, what the other physician has said, what their differentials are, is much easier than just taking the patient's word for it or they don't remember.
That's like me. I don't remember anything, especially at the doctor's office. So I have no idea what to say once I get to the actual doctor.
Yeah. Yes.
Even though I may have been suffering from some type of pain, instantly forget it when I walk into the office.
Yeah, in one ear, out the other.
Yeah,
so.
or worse yet, it doesn't hurt when I get to the office.
Always. And it's miraculously better.
Yeah, and then I feel like they're not going to believe me now. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I know.
So, I guess pain does come and go, though, depending on what you're doing, how you're standing, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another question we had here, it says, I heard about custom orthotics. Is this a real thing when it comes to specialized shoe stores, or is it a sales gimmick? Because I always have foot pain, and I went to a special shoe store where they fitted me for a new shoe, But when we were done, they said it'd be $450 for the shoes. So is this all a ploy or will it really help?
In general, inserts and custom inserts definitely help. You just have to find, whether it's an over-the-counter insert, the right over-the-counter insert. So, for example, Dr. Scholl's inserts are not usually helpful. There's so many inserts on the market, you don't know where to begin, so that's why you come see us. But inserts, supportive shoes, specific shoes, custom inserts, it's not a scam. They actually do fix a significant number of problems. It's just knowing where to go and where to get them. There are certain shoe stores and places that are kind of,
it just seems like,
scammy.
Yeah, $450. I mean, I didn't know they were that. I've heard of these custom shoe stores. Never been to one.
Yes.
But wow.
And we do custom inserts all the time, as well as a good over-the-counter. And customs are more expensive, but they last you for years compared to months or maybe 1 year. So they are a little pricier, but they are worth it when they are truly customized to your foot. Some places will say they're customized, but they are not. And so
there goes the false advertising right there.
Right. Yes. So there are places that give inserts or orthotics and certain shoes a bad name, but overall they do help. Because some places do take advantage of people, and just all they're looking for is your money, and they don't give you a quality product for the price. So it's not all a scam. They really do help. You just have to
go to the right place.
Get to the right place. Yeah.
Again, Dr. Jillian Teslow with us today, a podiatrist with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. So with those custom shoes, those inserts, all of that, does insurance help to pay for those?
It depends. So typically for custom inserts, not usually. They never want to pay for anything. And so custom inserts, usually you are paying out of pocket. Now, there's different scenarios for diabetic shoes and diabetic inserts. You, of course, have to be diabetic, and there's other qualifying factors. But insurance will pay for a set of diabetic shoes and 3 sets of inserts for those that qualify. But that's only for diabetics. Otherwise, typically insurance does not.
Diabetes and feet. I hear about that a lot in commercials. I hear people talking about it. What is the relation there?
So diabetes just affects you systemically, but when it comes to the feet, what happens with time and elevated blood sugars is you can develop neuropathy, which is numbness, burning, or tingling in the feet. And so patients will start to lose the feeling in their feet. And because of that, you are more susceptible to developing ulcerations, or if you step on something and you don't know it, you can get an infection. And because of diabetes being somewhat immunocompromised, you are more susceptible to infections, and those infections can run wild very quickly and can end up in amputations and just hospitalization.
That's extreme.
It is.
But it happens.
But it can happen. It happens more often than you think, and it happens very quickly. And so you never want to
overdo it or cut your foot off.
Yeah, second guess it. You just want, that's one thing that you want to come in ASAP, because you don't want to underplay it, because those things can turn bad quickly.
It's crazy how things can turn so bad so quickly. If you just, or I'm thinking you should have just gone to the doctor to begin with instead of holding off on going to the doctor.
Right.
But people sometimes they go at the very last moment when they should have gone years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also partly because they don't know something has happened, because they can't feel it. And so they don't even know something horrible is happening to their foot. It's on the bottom. They can't see it. They can't feel it. So they don't even know until they see the trail of blood behind them.
It really does get that bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's intense.
It is.
I had no idea.
It's wild. Yeah. So with diabetes, you just always want to keep a very close eye on the feet. Keep your blood sugars controlled, most importantly.
Yeah. We had another question. Somebody said they have CRPS in their foot or ankle. So they were asking, is there anything that can help this? Because so far, nothing has helped.
Yeah. What, CRPS is not fun to experience. It sounds as if, I'm sure they've been treated, but the first line for CRPS is physical therapy, and then you get with your primary and or neurology.
So, yeah, that's the
CRPS is
complex regional.
Yep, complex regional pain syndrome, and it can develop for different reasons, but sometimes after surgery or a trauma, and it just
lingers.
It just happens.
Yeah.
But it's early intervention is the best, and that's with physical therapy, and then
so do you, neurology. Have you got that option of physical therapy there? I mean, can you send somebody to physical therapy within MMC?
We can. We have physical therapy across the hall.
That makes it really easy then. So literally walk across the hall, maybe not on the CRPS foot, go across the hall though somehow.
We send them off to, if I were to see somebody with CRPS, it's immediately send them to physical therapy and also to spine, joint, and pain too, because they can help and they're just down the hall.
I just Googled it and it says it's one of the most painful things that somebody can experience.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. You hate to see anybody with that.
It's rated over natural childbirth even.
Yeah.
So it's that bad?
It is. It is. Yeah.
I don't want that.
No. No, nobody wants it. It's awful.
We're going to take a short break and then we'll come right back. Our number is 615-893-1450. And again, with us today, Dr. Jillian Teslow with MMC right here in Murfreesboro, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Again, we'll be right back.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. The salmon is my favorite, and then we have a variation that's on a regular menu for the salmon imperial that has some Alfredo, some crab, some shrimp on it. But the salmon is fresh, and we cut it fresh. But all of our fish, you can either get blackened, or you can get it with our regular seasoned salt. And either way you do it, it's just out of this world. I'm not a fish person, but I will eat it at Demas's all the time. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, Murfreesboro. This is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. This is the time of year where we have lots of amazing adoptable cats and kittens. So if there is a furry feline companion in your future, come in and see us. We are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, we have lots of amazing adoptable cats and kittens. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, family owned and operated.
From the backwoods, to the classroom, to the businesses, to the homes, to everywhere, it's Rocky the Raccoon, here to talk trash and how to do it better. It's the Recycled Minute, brought to you by RecycleRightTN.com.
I am flipping bottles for good, not for games. Hey, I'm Rocky the Raccoon. You know all those bottles you go through each and every month? You buy them at the grocery store. They may be filled with orange juice. They may be filled with soda. Or you may buy a bunch of those water bottles. Well, you can use some of them to make a weight set out of, you know, for your next workout. So whenever you put those leg warmers on, you can also fill up those bottles that you got with water or sand. Seal the top on tight, and there you have it. Free fitness gear. It saves plastic and tones your body at the same time. Now that's smart recycling. For RecycleRightTN.com, I'm Rocky the Raccoon.
And that's today's Recycle Minute. Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to RecycleRightTN.com.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 8:40. With us this morning in studio, we have Dr. Jillian Teslow, a podiatrist with MMC right here in Murfreesboro. Now, which location are you at?
I am at the Garrison location as well as West Lawn.
And the Garrison one, that's the big one. One with like every office under the sun there.
Yep. It's the main office right across from the hospital.
And then the West Lawn, I love that location there. It just seems so much easier to get to. Yeah. I don't know why. I guess because 840 is right there. And yeah. So is Veterans.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's gorgeous inside. Yeah, it's new. So
how do you go back and forth? What do you do?
Well, I'm just at West Lawn on Tuesdays.
So you don't...
Thankfully, I don't have to keep going back and forth. So I just...
You don't have a twin that is one place and then you're at the other or anything like that?
No.
Okay, nothing weird. Okay, good. This person is asking about arthritis. I'm afraid I have arthritis in my feet. They hurt just like my fingers do, where I've already been diagnosed with arthritis. Mm-hmm. Could this be the case?
Absolutely. Arthritis in the feet, very common. The best way to handle it is treat it as you would for your hands medication-wise, but the biggest thing is supportive shoes, sometimes adding an insert or an orthotic, but you want a nice, stiff, supportive shoe. Arthritis hurts because the joints are trying to move and they cannot, so we want to limit that motion. So different with your hands, you can't really not use your hands, yeah. But with your feet, you want a nice, stiff shoe.
We had another question, and I've never heard this before, but they were asking about foot massages, and their friend told them that there are certain places on the foot, if you rub it too long, you could pass out. I've never heard that before. Should that person worry about getting a foot massage, or are they okay?
I would assume they're going to be just fine.
Okay.
I've not experienced that myself or seen it, so.
You just saved a life right there.
Good.
But you do always, you always hear about certain places on the foot that are like pressure points. What exactly does that mean, and what do you do?
I don't do anything with that.
It's
I
not
see
real.
It as well with like those pressure points, acupuncture things, and we were not taught anything about that in school, so. I don't have any experience with those, so.
I've heard a lot of people, they'll use acupuncture for like back pain and stuff, and I'm thinking, how's that going to help?
You know, right. I don't have any experience with it, so I can't say one like it works or it doesn't work, but I have seen people talk about, you know, you can almost induce pregnancy or birth, like they'll go into labor if you push on a specific spot in the foot. Is that true? I don't know. But
the foot is, to me, it's kind of weird because, you know, I could push on certain areas of my foot and it hurts or it doesn't hurt. You know, it's just, but yeah, there's a lot of really sensitive areas on the foot, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of little muscles in the foot too. And so they get really overworked. So when you are massaging your foot, those are the little muscles that are getting massaged. And so, yes, it can, your foot may not hurt, but you push on those muscles and it just hurts because they're so little.
So don't push those areas.
Just do it enough that it feels good. You don't need to inflict pain.
Again, our number 615-893-1450. This person asked about fibromyalgia. I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I'm 49. And it hurts on my joints, and also my feet tend to hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. Could that be tied to fibromyalgia as well?
Certainly could be. A lot of things, regardless of the cause, or a lot in the feet are treated the same. So same with the arthritis. A good, supportive, stiff shoe makes a world of difference, especially for foot pain. You know, whether it's arthritis or fibromyalgia, I don't treat fibromyalgia. Usually we send that off to rheumatology. So,
but you're able to send them down the hall, it sounds like.
So that
helps a lot, I guess.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of perks to having so many specialties in one place.
Yeah, I bet. Another question. This is, let's see. They've got Raynaud's disease or Raynaud's syndrome. Mm-hmm. Their hands and their feet are always freezing and is very uncomfortable, especially in cold weather.
Yeah,
my mom has it as well. Is it something I inherited, but how do I get rid of it? Or I guess they're asking, is it something I inherited and how do I get rid of it?
You do not get rid of it.
That's not good.
No. Raynaud's, yes, you get the vasoconstriction and vasodilation, so you get the cold hands, they turn white or red and then blue and all the rainbow on them. It has to do with your blood vessels. And so there's medications that help treat it. And then it's supplemental with, you know, if it's your hands, it's gloves and mittens, you know, your feet, nice warm socks, sometimes electric socks, but it's just that vasoconstriction happening in the little blood vessels. So medication and not much else. Yeah.
So literally, like when my hands are cold, like if I try to type on my phone outside and it's 20 degrees out there, it doesn't pick up, you know, doesn't read my fingers.
Doesn't want to work.
No. So, I mean, that would be a problem, though. I mean, if your hands are like literally freezing all day or your feet are freezing mm-hmm. all day, that's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
No.
And it can be, it's usually a few fingers. You'll see a demarcation between few fingers. So some are affected and then a few aren't at the same time. And so.
Is that something where if you don't get treatment, it's going to get worse? It's going to cause, you know, life-altering problems? I mean, can it lead to, like death? I mean, because it sounds rough.
I wouldn't say it leads to death by any means.
Fingers going to fall off like
not
frostbite?
Usually. It just hurts because you have that temperature change. And, yeah, like when your hands are and feet are cold, it physically hurts. And so is it detrimental not to? I don't think so, but I would seek treatment because it's not comfortable and nobody wants to live like that. So
would you be more prone to like frostbite if you had that?
In the winter months, I would imagine so. Yeah. Not frostbite. You can still feel your hands. So you just, you know, obviously avoid things. But yeah, I would say could be more prone to it.
That's another thing on that list that I'm forming right now that I don't want.
Yeah, especially in your feet. Yeah. Cozy socks, warm boots. Don't go outside. Most people with those kinds of issues are snowbirds. You know, people move, especially as you get older, you know, why are people always moving to the south, warm states? Because it's warm, literally.
Yeah.
So
now, that person said their mom had it as well. So is that something that, you know, runs in the genes, or, you know, what is it?
Yeah, genetics. Genetics are strong.
That's factors. Wild.
Yeah.
What age do people start feeling the symptoms of something like that?
It varies. You can have it when you're younger. Not often do we ever see it in kids, but young teenagers sometimes, young adults, and then as you age.
Yeah, I would not want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Wearing electric socks on my hands. Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Heated gloves and then electric socks, those two things. Yeah. But I guess that would help out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had another question here. I can't find it now, but it talked about something to do, talking about their husband's feet hurting all the time. I know we had that one earlier about mm-hmm. swollen feet, mm-hmm. waking up with it, but this one was talking about how their husband's feet literally hurt all the time, and he has to put lotion on them and rub them to feel better, but that doesn't last for long.
Yeah.
It sounds like dry feet and foot pain at the same time.
Sounds like they need to come in.
See, yeah.
And be evaluated.
That would be the normal thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, why do people put off going to the doctor so much?
I think for any specialty, we all think it'll either go away on its own, we can handle it, or, you know, if you give something enough time, it usually gets better. But it just depends what that is. And so certain scenarios, yes, it does get better on its own and people are okay, but a lot of times it doesn't. And so they put it off until they literally can't walk or they're limping in and proven that they couldn't fix it. And so then we...
Now, because you are a specialist who focuses on the feet, mm-hmm. do you have to be referred in order to come to you, or can they make an appointment with you?
They can just make an appointment. They do not need a referral.
That makes it easier then.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had another text about gout. It says they battle with gout on a regular basis. Is there something that can be done about that to avoid it?
Yes.
What is it?
Gout is also horrifically painful. So with gout, you have too much uric acid for one reason or another. You want to seek treatment, absolutely. So whether that's with your primary physician or if you see a rheumatologist, they are also well skilled in treating gout. We treat gout in podiatry more acutely than long term, but there's medications to treat acute gout flares, and then there's of course medications to manage it long term, so you reduce the amount or eliminate gout flares. And that's what you were trying to accomplish is no more flares. And there's other factors that affect gout, your diet, but getting on the right medicines.
Can you only get it in your feet, or could you get it somewhere else?
You can have it anywhere.
Really?
Yes, yes. If you are adventurous and want to Google gout, you can see the massive tophi that develop over time, and they develop on any joint, a lot of joints, elbows, knees, hands, feet. Yeah.
I think I've read about gout, like pirates used to get it a lot out at sea. Is that true? And why?
It has to do with your diet. Pirates, they got all the diseases because they didn't have a balanced diet. Yeah. Diet, but, you know, scurvy.
If you're a pirate today, you can go to the doctor. You know?
Are there pirates today?
I don't know. Percy Priest Lake, Old Hickory Lake. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot out there.
It can be a lot of diet related. So foods high in purine. So red meat, wine, alcohol, shellfish, things along those lines.
Alcohol, it makes it worse, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Alcohol makes a lot of stuff. I mean, right? There's like all these studies that are starting to come out. I've heard one saying, you know, that whole two glasses of wine a day is not exactly good, like they thought.
Yeah.
But it's wild as we go further in, you know, technology and everything. Mm-hmm. We do hear new things.
Yeah, yeah.
New studies.
Yeah, it can definitely, those rich foods and beverages can definitely induce a gout flare. And like I said, it's just too much uric acid built up in your system for one reason or another. Sometimes you produce too much, or your body is not able to get rid of it efficiently. And so it builds up, and then you experience these flares, and they're horribly painful.
We've talked about a lot of painful stuff so far. This is a painful show this morning. This one says, you treat patients of all ages. What are some of the most common foot or ankle issues you see in younger patients compared to older? Because I've got two boys ages 7 and 17. And then it says, LOL in parentheses, I'm 43 now. So I'm guessing the 7-year-old was not planned. Is that okay to say?
That happens.
But yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a 7-year-old.
Right.
Anyway, that would be rough.
Different age ranges. You see a lot of certain things, yes, in specific age ranges. Kids, you see a lot of like warts, ingrown nails, heel pain due to Sievers disease or apophysitis. It's not plantar fasciitis specifically, but it's their heel bone when they are not fully skeletally mature. Their growth plates are open and they're very active. They'll get heel pain. So we see that a lot in kids. As you get older, it just turns into more just sometimes plantar fasciitis, but just generalized foot pain. Older patients with arthritis, a lot of people complain about their toenails and the fungus.
I've seen older people sometimes, and their feet look horrible. I've seen them, like, I'll be at a gas station, somebody in flip-flops, and they look like they're just hurting. I don't know why they're not. I don't know how they're walking when I see their feet.
Yeah. It's
what causes that?
It just depends on your foot type. If you have flat feet versus really high arched feet or somewhere in the middle, time, you know, where you're on your feet all day, every day. So your feet, they take a beating with time. And so you can develop hammer toes and bunions, and those look really ugly and gnarly with time. If you have vascular issues, you get a lot of swelling and varicose veins, and it's just, you know, over time, all these things compounding on each other and takes a toll.
As we're going through some of these questions, I'm wondering what percentage of the population of Murfreesboro have foot problems that they're not, you know, taking care of. I mean, it's got to be a big percentage.
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's a lot of pain out there.
Yeah. And pain is not necessarily normal. So that's another point for people to realize, that just because you're getting older, a lot of people will chalk up their issues to, well, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
And there is a component of that, but most of the time, you should not be in a certain amount of pain. Pain's not normal. So
do something about it.
Yes. Come in. Come see us. We can usually help. I never promise I can fully eliminate every issue, but we can make it better, typically. You shouldn't have to live in misery.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
This person's asking, according to my most recent blood test, I am low on B12 and they said they Googled it, and they said this causes a lot, or could cause pain throughout my body, and they actually have pain in their feet. So they're asking if they should have a B12 infusion at one of those IV places.
That is a good question for your primary physician. I don't think it's necessarily harmful, but I don't know the, you know, all their medical history either. So I don't want to advise someone to just head off to the IV shop and get a bag of fluid
with
B12. Yeah. But B12 is usually a helpful thing.
I've heard of B12 shots and all that.
So if
you're low on B12, can that really cause a lot of different symptoms or problems?
Depends somewhat. I don't blame, if somebody were to complain of foot pain and also has low B12, I wouldn't blame it on the B12, but it can be helpful to get your B12 back up.
I think in general, people go to Dr. Google and ask a question, and then next thing they know, they've diagnosed themselves with 20 different things.
Right.
Cancer. And they're usually fatal.
Yeah, right. It's the worst case scenario, typically.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
Go to the real doctor.
Yeah.
Avoid that.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because I've done that before. You know, I had a stomach ache or something. I get on Google, and next thing I know, I'm about to die.
Right.
You got 6 months to live.
Yeah, you got stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I know, and I'm still here, though. That was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So thank goodness that didn't happen.
So that was a lie.
Yeah. Or I'm a miracle. Again, Dr. Jillian Tesla with us today, a podiatrist with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. And as we close this morning, again, what are the main problems you see in people as far as their feet go? What are the main things that people deal with?
I would say heel pain, number one, plantar fasciitis, bunions, hammer toes, ingrown toenails, and other sports injuries, you know, ankle sprains, ankle fractures, arthritis.
If your foot looks, you know, painful, if it's bright red all the time, or like I was saying at the gas station, I saw somebody in flip-flops and their foot just, it kind of grossed me out a little bit. Anyway, it looked like it hurt. But those are problems that you need to go for. Don't avoid
it. Don't hesitate. Just come on in.
And all you have to do, you just call the MMC main line, the phone number there, and then after you get through to your office, you schedule the appointment, no referral, anything like that.
Correct. We have a podiatry number as well, which is 615-867-8170.
Call that.
Or visit mmclinic.com.
The easiest way. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having us.
Dr. Jillian Tesla, a podiatrist with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Local farmers at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market. Local meats, vegetables, and other produce. Every Friday, 8 to noon at the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro. Boulevard.